Good morning, my friends. It is fabulous, fantastic Friday, January 6th, 2012. Welcome to the first day of the rest of your life, and welcome to the best day of your life. Why is today the best day? Because it's the only day you have. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not here yet. Today is the day to be thankful for, to have full gratitude in your heart, and to take action and move forward. And I want to congratulate you for taking action and being on the call with us here this morning. I'm really, really excited about the call today. We've got, you know, Fridays. We've talked about, you know, calling Fridays Open Line Friday to share, you know, have everyone come on the line, review the things we've learned through the week, share breakthroughs that various participants of the call have had, and that's what we're going to do, and I'm really excited about that, really excited to hear from each of you, really excited to hear from Bill. He's had a breakthrough this week that I can't wait for him to share with everybody on the call. But before we do that, before we get into it, I wanted to just share a few thoughts that I had or have been having, in particular this morning. As I woke up, I rolled out of bed at a little bit after 4 a.m. this morning, believe it or not, and I couldn't sleep. I am just excited about life. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, I used to want to sleep in every day, and when the alarm clock rang, I would roll over and push the button and want to go back to sleep. Now, I can't sleep. I get up early in the morning. I'm excited about life. I can't wait to get the day started. This is part of what's happening to me as I participate in these calls every day and have done so now for about 18 months. We've been doing these calls for 18 months pretty much to the date. So that's one of the breakthroughs that I've been having. And anyway, as I woke up this morning at 4:30, got out of bed, came in the office, did a little bit of finishing up on a project that I've been working on very diligently for the last couple of days. And by the way, if you've been trying to get in touch with me and I haven't answered your call or haven't returned your call, that's why. I've been working on this very important project. It's finished up, so I will be getting back to people, you know, moving forward. But anyway, as I'm in the gym, I'm thinking about things. One of the things that I realized, and I want to share this with each of you kind of to launch the call and to really reinforce the purpose of this call and the power of what we're really doing on this call. What if, and bear with me for a second, don't jump off the call and think I'm some crazy conspiracy person, but what if I was to tell you that there literally is a conspiracy and has been a conspiracy, or in other words, a concerted effort from large groups of people to control your mind and control the way you think and control your belief system? Just bear with me for a minute. Follow me with this thought. What if that were true? The reason I'm sharing this thought and the reason I'm posing this question, a couple of reasons. One, you know, Bill and I have talked about on this call with many of you on the line, we've often wondered, why is it that when you watch the news, it's pure negativity? Why is there no good news network? Why is there no radio station or newspaper or a spot that people can go on a daily basis to hear about all of the good things that are happening in the world and to hear some of these life-changing principles that we're talking about and learning on this call? And I was talking about this exact question with a good friend and business partner, a participant of this call, Melvin, the other day. And Melvin said, well, you know, Paul, I can tell you exactly why it is. And I said, well, why is that, Melvin? And he said, because when people are empowered, they're more difficult to control. And there is a concerted effort to keep people functioning in the norm, in the status quo, keep society moving in the direction that the powers that be want society to move. And I thought, you know, that's an interesting thought. I wonder if that's true. And then I thought back to earlier this week as I've been reading a book called The Story of Philosophy by Will Durant, and a fascinating thing that I read, okay, about Plato. Plato lived from about 399 BC to, I'm not sure when he died, but he was in that era of about 399 BC to about 300 BC. In other words, 2,400 years ago, 2,400 years ago. Okay, so I'm learning about Plato. Plato, a fascinating individual. Plato was so disgusted with the political leaders of the day that he became obsessed with this idea of how do we find and locate the wisest and the best people, and how do we put these people in power, or put these people in control of society so that society always moves in the most positive direction? So he became obsessed with this idea. Well, one of the very interesting things about Plato is as he was working on, you know, locating these ideas and coming up with these strategies, a worthy goal, right? I mean, that really is a worthy goal. How do we find the wisest and the most honest and the best people to rule society? I admire him for that endeavor. But one of the things that Plato thought about was mind control, literally mind control. And how do we control people on a mass scale? How do we control their belief system so that they will fall in line with this ideal society? Hey, this is Plato, extolled as one of the greatest thinkers of all time, over 2,000 years ago. He's thinking about mind control and how do we, you know, control people's belief system. So I wanted to share these thoughts with you because, okay, here's the point. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there absolutely is a war on for your mind. And what this call is about for me, as 18 months ago, I discovered that I could take control of my mind, that I could control my belief system, that I could eliminate false beliefs and beliefs that disempowered me and replace them with beliefs that empower me. As I discovered this truth, I became empowered. I became empowered financially. I became empowered in my health. I became empowered in my relationships. And obviously, this is a continued journey for me. I'm so excited about the breakthroughs that I've had and the breakthroughs that I'm continuing to have and the breakthroughs that I'm going to have in the future. So excited about these things that I saw in my life that I started this call 18 months ago. And now we're here 18 months later. The call's growing. People are coming on. They're realizing that, wow, this stuff is powerful. And if I do take control of my mind, and if I do stand up to the status quo and say, now, wait a minute here. What beliefs are people that I don't even know trying to force down my throat, and how are people trying to control my life? And I actually stop and say, you know what? What do I want my beliefs to be? What if I actually stopped for a moment and thought about ideas and processed my own thoughts and came to my own conclusions and formulated my own beliefs? What would my life be like? Well, I'm telling you, freedom. That's what comes from doing this activity, freedom, from being aware of your thoughts and taking control, freedom. And that's what this call is about for me. It's about freedom. It's about being free and empowering myself and helping others to be empowered. So long-winded introduction, but I those were just some powerful thoughts that I was thinking about that I wanted to introduce, you know, bring to the call today for those of you who are on the call, who've been with us for such a long time, or for those of you who are just joining us. This call is about learning about how wealthy, empowered, freedom-loving people think so that we can start to emulate those thoughts in our lives, and also how those types of people act so we can emulate those thoughts so that we can literally control our own destinies, be free, be empowered, have the money that we want, have the freedom that we want, be able to contribute to the world around us. Okay, so that's really what this call is about. Now, on that note, we've had some breakthroughs this week, and my good friend, business partner, a man I love and respect, a man of tremendous experience, Mr. Bill Hartraff, has had a great breakthrough. Bill, would you be willing to come on and just share with us maybe some things that have touched you this week and the breakthrough or breakthroughs that you've had?
Well, Paul, good morning, everybody. A lot of things I want to share, but I guess if you want me to share that one, it is pretty exciting, even though I did, I don't know if you got my message last night, Paul, but I had a run-in with his application, and he ended up back on my waiting list, so I have to talk to him this morning and get that redone. He emailed me, and he said he saw that too. So, but what ended up happening, everybody, is that I finally, you know, made the decision to get on the horn and start calling people, and as difficult as it was, I made myself do it. And it's not like I hadn't done this before, but I've been dealing with people that I knew. I hadn't been doing cold calls, and I suggested to everybody on this call to go to their local chamber of commerce, and you don't have to become a member. I've been members of chambers before, so I know a little bit about them. And go into your local chamber of commerce and either get the directory or a listing of all the companies that are members of the chamber. And then those are leaders, and leaders know other leaders. It's just, it's a fact of life. And instead of dealing with unknowns, I figured at least I'd start talking to leaders. Now, I figured my percentage of talking to them out of every 10 of them, I probably would only speak to one or probably only get one interested in what I was doing. But that was not the case the first day. The first day was incredible. I had two people very interested and five appointments. And then the second day, which was yesterday, I was blown away because one of the five appointments, not the two that were really excited, but one of the five appointments was a kitchen specialist named Michael Martino. And he's been installing kitchens in the rich and famous and anybody else who wants a $25,000 to $50,000 kitchen for years. And he knows lots of people. And it turns out the guy knew me. And I didn't even know him, but he knew me. And only because I'm a hurricane tracker between June and November of the hurricane season down here in Florida. So long story short, I showed him the program, and I told him, I said, Mike, you really have to take time and check this out. This is very important to you. And he told me, you know, the kitchen business has really slacked off because of the economy and so on. And, you know, he's hurting like everybody else. And he was very excited about the program. He was very excited to be working with me. He introduced me. He came by here and introduced me to his girlfriend. And at that moment, right then and there, out in the parking lot by his vehicle, he said, "Gosh, I know you from somewhere." And sure enough, he did know me. And so that created a friendship right off the bat, which was kind of cool. And we figured out how we knew each other and so on, and it was through a lot of other people. And he gets my forecasts from other people within the community here when I do them for severe storm forecasts. And so that was pretty exciting, Paul. So he signed up yesterday. I did have a little bit of a problem plugging in his application, so it shot it back out at me. And so we just have to figure that out this morning. It was too late last night to call him. It was like 10 of 10 when I found that he was still on my waiting list. But we're going to figure that out today. And today I've got a whole host of probably 15 calls that I have to catch up on from yesterday and the first day. So that's pretty exciting, Paul.
That is exciting. And I know that prior to you taking that action and having those results, you talked a little bit about you know, deciding or coming to a conclusion as to what your what your definite major purpose or what your nut, you know, the nut you needed to crack was in terms of dollars, and wasn't there a little process that went into actually making a decision that that was going to be yours, and just tell us a little bit about what preceded, you know, causing you to take that action.
Oh, well, it's The big news was that I thought I had enough money for at least 6 months of building 124. As most of you know, I did do very well in network marketing back in the late 80s and mid-90s, early and mid-90s, until unfortunately I was attacked and brutally assaulted by a gang in Kissimmee, Florida, and my jaw was broken in three different places, and my back was busted up real good, too, three different breaks in that. And so the recovery has been 15 years, and it's still going on. And so a lot of money was spent on my recovery because my insurance dumped me in 1998. And then I also had tax bills from all the money I had made in the 90s. I mean, there were some months, and Paul knows about this, but I used to train folks. And I used to go out and train, say, 1,000 people in a room, and I'd get paid $50 a head. Well, if you do two of those a month, that's $100,000 a month, not to mention what I made from network marketing, which was about $25,000 to $27,000, I think, was my biggest check from my organization after 3 years of working at it. And so things were very good for me. So the tax bills continued, and I made payments on them, But after I was beat up, I was basically out of business for myself. And so 15 years of recovery, and then all of a sudden, You know, I make the decision when the doctors tell me I need to be on narcotics the rest of my life for quality of life. I told them, no way, no way. I'm going to get my jaw back, even though they told me I couldn't get my speaking back. And I made it my defining purpose within myself to get my jaw back so that I could speak. And it took 15 years. It wasn't until February 14th, 2010, that I found the final doctor to do the proper surgery on my jaw, which was the sixth surgery. Sixth. And it was all from inside the mouth. And I've been wired many times and for realigning and stuff like that and mandibular joints. And, oh, it's just unbelievable. And terrible TMJ headaches. So this lady that I found on February 14th, she changed my life. She's amazing. But anyway, long story short, and to answer Paul's question, 15 years removed from cold calling and calling people, I was plain scared. I just I didn't want the rejection. I actually was telling myself, I hate doing this. And then I had to analyze that. I had to analyze, what about it do I hate? And I guess what I hated was the rejection. And, you know, or people calling it a pyramid or something like that. And but I thought, Bill, you have an answer for that. Our government's a pyramid. AT&T is a pyramid. Johnson & Johnson's a pyramid. Merck is a pyramid. Everybody has a top, you know, and then managers, and then vice presidents, and then managers, and supervisors, and then people that work for them. So you have an answer for that. And so then I had to revisit and think, why do I really hate doing this? I said, you love making friends. You thrive around people. And so it made me, you know, study it a little bit more. And yeah, I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Finally, I said, look, you always used to preach to everybody that the day you give up on making calls, you lose the next day. Think about that. So say today is Monday and you don't make any calls today. You lose tomorrow, too, because you'll make a lot of appointments on Monday for Tuesday. And so on and so on and so on. And now that I've started this thing and finally made the decision, I took 10 business cards from my local Chamber of Commerce, and on Thursday, or I guess Wednesday, I started calling them. And I got appointments. And it wasn't easy to do. But what I did is I wrote myself a little script, and I did what I've been telling everybody else to do. You know, I'm building a round table of 13 leaders in my community. I used to teach people how to make between $5,000 and $50,000 a month. I've got a vehicle right now that that's possible in, and actually a lot more can be made. I'm looking for leaders in my community, and do you consider yourself a leader? And, of course, the answer to that's going to be yes, especially owners of these companies that I'm talking to. So I had very, very, very favorable responses, Paul, and people were drawn to me even without knowing what the vehicle was, and that was really cool. And of course, I didn't approach them like this. I didn't call them up and say, "Hi, are you a leader in our community? And you think you'd want to maybe take a look at something I have that may make you more money?" You know, I didn't call them up like that. I called them up excited and with a positive voice and excited about where I knew I was going. I have a vision of where I want to go and what I want to accomplish, my defining purpose, the nut I have to crack each month. I told you, Paul, it was 2,500, but I've made it 3,500 because that's to be comfortable. And I don't want to have to scrimp and whatnot. So I've made that my defining purpose, and I'm moving forward. And I'm very excited about today because I've actually got appointments with people that I never even dreamed that I'd have appointments with that are huge leaders, the people that know a ton of people. I'm talking to one of the executive producers of Fox News down here in Tampa, Florida, later this morning. And then I'm also talking to another leader that runs the entire 49ers shopping guide for all of Florida. So two very powerful ladies, and they already have a sense of what I'm going to be talking to them about, and they're still excited to talk to me. So that's very cool as well, Paul. So I hope that answers your question, my friend.
It does, and I just want to say, when you do it big, don't you? That's awesome.
Well,
It's fantastic. And, you know, as you're sharing your story, I recognize some keys that we that we repeat to ourselves almost every day on this call, because they're fundamental laws of the universe. They're fundamental laws of success. One, your defining major purpose. What is your defining major purpose in terms of a dollar amount for business? I mean, why are you working on a daily basis? Why are you picking up the phone? Why are you engaging in your business on a daily basis? And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to say money is my defining major purpose. Well, you know what? That's fine. I mean, this life isn't all about money. But as Jim Rohn says, it's useful to have your goal be defined in money, because money we can count. Everything else, making people feel good, empowering people, yeah, all of that stuff is fabulous. Changing lives, all, yes, that's what we're doing. However, that stuff is difficult to count. And if you can't count it, it's nearly impossible to track how well you're doing. So definite major purpose, Think and Grow Rich teaches us, set a dollar amount, set a time frame for when you want to have that money in your life, and remind yourself on a daily basis. And I know Bill's doing this every day. Every day you go through the definite major purpose statement from the book Think and Grow Rich, and you repeat the self-confidence formula, and that evolves as you add new belief systems. So you had that definite major purpose. You had some emotional leverage where you were put into a spot where you're like, you know what? This has to happen. It's no longer, it'd be nice if this happens, or do I want? No. You're put into a spot where this has to happen. And that's the second key that we learn in Think and Grow Rich, is you have to have a strong desire. And this is one of the major secrets. You know, I was talking to my cousin the other day. She's a great person, fabulous mother. She's got three little kids, one on the way, and she's just a great person. But, you know, sometimes when I talk to her, in fact, a lot of times, it's always a new book on how to achieve your goal. And I love reading, and as we learned this week about imagination, synthetic imagination is ideas that you pull from other people. You've got to read. You've got to expose yourself to new ideas. But sometimes as I talk to her, it's like she's running around in circles, a new idea here, a new idea there, a different plan, a different goal every time I talk to her, and really never ever, you know, hitting anything solid that she's going after. And one of the reasons I think she misses, and I've shared this with her before, it's one of the secrets we learn in Think and Grow Rich, desire. If you want something, you've got to repeat it to yourself on a daily basis, focus on it, practice the steps in Think and Grow Rich to where you cultivate a white-hot burning desire for whatever it is you want in your life, whether it's that dollar amount, whether it's to lose X amount of pounds. I don't care what it is. If you think about it, you're like, yeah, that would be nice to have that, but that's not going to be enough. You've got to have a white-hot burning desire, and we learn through these principles how we cultivate that, and it's by writing it out on paper, saying it to yourself every morning, every night, repeating it out loud, repeating it with purpose, with passion, believing that it's going to come, and then having a plan, and, you know, lots of things where we can't cover everything in this one call, but these are the things we're learning on this call every day. So, Bill, thank you for that great example of applying the principles of Think and Grow Rich, and I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines here, because it is Open Line Friday. I want to hear from people on the call. Press *6 to unmute your line. Would love to hear any breakthroughs you've had or aha moments this week.
Good morning. Good morning, team. This is Cynthia from New York. How's everybody?
Hey, doing great. I was just thinking about you yesterday, actually. Welcome.
Oh, okay. We'll definitely talk about that later. But thank you guys, Bill and Paul. Thank you so much for what you do every single morning. This is tremendous. I did want to say that there is now a network, Oprah's new network, OWN, O-W-N. There is now a network that the primary focus of their programming is you being a designer of your own life, realizing the potential that you have within and going forth. You certainly, you know, have to discriminate in what programs you want to see, because, you know, they have all kinds of stuff. But the majority of their programming jives with the Think and Grow Rich philosophies and these things that we're learning. So I wanted to just put that out there. Check it out. You can find some value in there, some programming that is worth your time
watching.
Can you repeat
that one more time, Cynthia? What was the name of the network?
OWN, OWN. It's the new Oprah Winfrey Network.
Gotcha. Okay, great.
Yeah. You know how, I mean, Oprah definitely subscribes to human potential, getting distractions and getting obstacles out of your way and you taking control of your life and being the master of your destiny. So this network is born out of that type of philosophy. So most of their programming would be in line with what we want to spend time letting our mind marinate on, even in our relaxation hours, okay? Then the other thing I wanted to say to Bill is thank you so much for sharing the specifics. I think one of the things that we could do as network marketers when we're talking or when we're training is that we give, you know, general information. We do overviews and concepts and things like that. But getting down to, okay, I went to the Chamber of Commerce meeting. I didn't have to be a member. I spoke to people, got their business cards, told them I'll catch up with you later, and then within 48 hours or 72 hours, I called them. That is great information to share with the team. And so I thank you and Paul, because Paul, of course, does this as well. I thank you and Paul for sharing that information for those of us who are relatively new to network marketing. So thank you both, and have a great weekend to the entire family.
Well, thank you very much, Cynthia, for that. That's very nice of you to say, and I really appreciate that. I want you to know that I was once really good at this in the 90s. I just kind of lost my belief system and lack of auto-suggestion over the 15 years of I had one mission and one goal, and that was to get my voice back. That was to get my jaw working properly again. And I completed that. I mean, for people that don't know, that have been through surgery after surgery after surgery and pain and so much pain, oh, my God, I can't even begin to tell you how many times I'd cry myself to sleep just asking God to please help me find a way to fix this, because, you know, it's either I get this back or I'm just not going to want to be a part of this society anymore. I mean, it really got serious at times because I really suffered. And all I can say is that was my defining purpose. And it dawned on me, you know, I started these calls back in September with Paul and as a guest, and decided to stay on. And I have learned a great deal. I mean, just because I'm 52 and I've had success before, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to continue to learn. I learn a tremendous amount. I realize everything that Paul is doing and teaching on this call, I used to teach also, but I didn't teach it in the detail that we're teaching it here, because I read Think and Grow Rich. I was trained by some of the best trainers in the industry back in the 80s and 90s, so I could give and, you know, redistribute exactly what I was being taught. And I taught everything from creating desire, that white-hot burning desire that you must have. But when you go through what I went through for the last 15 years and you get a whole different kind of programming in your head, to all of a sudden get restarted in this, as I was telling a good friend the other day, when you work for somebody else, you get paid for 25% of what you're worth, and they are telling you what to do. But when you work for yourself, you're all of a sudden now relying on 100% of your own self, and most people feel overwhelmed and lost. So when you bring new people into this business, you've got to treat them like newborn babies, and you've got to help them get up onto their knees and help them to walk. You have to do it. Call them every single day. Ask them what you can do to help them. And Paul and I, if you're in touch with us, we can give you actual specifics, details on how to teach these people how to walk and walk quickly by just a few offers of help. Paul, if it's all right with you, I wanted to read something that I think everybody should hear that's very powerful, and you've heard it about 1,080 times this year. Would that be all right, Paul?
Absolutely, yes.
For those of you listening, you want to listen to this very closely because it's something Paul recites twice a day, and I thought it'd be nice hearing it from my voice instead of his. It's on our Facebook page, We Are Think and Grow Rich, so you want to see it there. This is part of his mantra. It's not the whole thing, but it's what we're talking about, repetition here. and I'm using it. I'm using his for myself. Now I have my own mission statement, but I'm using part of his, most of his mantra for my own self. I am here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink to a grain of sand. Henceforth, I will apply all my efforts to become the highest mountain of all, and I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy. My mission is to inspire and empower the willing to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and charity through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth. This is Paul's, people. By the first day of whatever day it is for you, by the first day, this is his defining purpose right here, people. By the first day, and for me, by the first day of March 2012, I will have in my possession $3,500 in monthly residual income, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. Now, that $3,500 amount, that's whatever amount you want to plug in there. I plugged in $3,500. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of a consultant, what have you, whatever you want to call yourself. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow that plan when it is received. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. This is what Paul listens to morning and night, people. This is what Bill listens to now, morning and night, listens. I hear my own voice. I'm not listening to it. I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Wow, that's huge. That's so powerful. People, go into We Are Think and Grow Rich, click on Paul's mantra and read it. Oh, it's just awesome. Third, I know through the principle of autosuggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence, something I was lacking before getting on those calls, and now that confidence is growing. I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life. I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. Whoops, my computer here knocked out on me. Hold on a second, people. It knocked out on me. Some security thing. Let's see where I was. Okay. I have clear. Let's see. Where was I? Okay, here I am. All right. I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I mean, that's so powerful and so true. I mean, I wrote a note that everybody can read to Paul yesterday that, you know, I took the time early on when I first met Paul to read this, but I really didn't take the time to really hear it and listen to it. And, boy, I did yesterday, and wow, did it ever hit me. Not yesterday, a couple days ago. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become self-reliant and a successful person. Now, Paul, I don't know if you want me to read this bottom part. We're getting kind of late here, 9:35, so I'll leave it at that. But folks, please, you know, people, please go to We Are Think and Grow Rich. If you haven't joined that page, please do. There's more to this. Just a couple things that I love. Money is my servant and not my master. Money comes easily to me. I mean, this is awesome stuff, people. If you think this way, if you program yourself to think this way, then it will happen. Look at your life. Look at the programming you've had, negative or positive, and look at where it's led you. A perfect example, I spoke to my old boss, the CEO of Nutrition for Life. I talked to him probably once a month on average. And he really, you know, he was really touched by a Christmas greeting that I gave him because his executive vice president, Jana Mitchum, the sister of his wife, died just before Christmas. And she had been in a horrible car accident. That's why she died. She was very young, so it wasn't for any age reason. And so it was very sad. As a matter of fact, Jana was the one who pinned the triple diamond eagle on my lapel back in 1994, which I have pictures of on my Facebook site. You only see the back of her, but it still was very powerful to me. And that was for reaching number one in sales out of some 75,000 distributors nationwide, which was pretty cool. So, see, I have had some success. I'm not Paul Hutchings, but, you know, I've had some. But anyway, the point I wanted to make, though, is that if you listen to this stuff, if you read this stuff and you do it on a daily basis, it becomes a part of you. Look at what's happened to Paul. I make decisions fast and swiftly move forward. I have the ability to tell great stories that entertain and educate. I tell people what to do in my coaching because I know how to help them get what they want. I train myself mentally each day. This is things that he does. I meditate and visualize each day. I mean, he just said the other day that leaders need to be readers. And Paul's constantly reading and listening to new stuff all the time. I meditate and visualize each day. I mean, this goes on and on. I love people and people love me. If you program yourself into these things, you program yourself. And like what I was talking about, David asked me that very poignant question about how are you doing? And, you know, about from the assault, because that's what ended my career with Nutrition for Life. And he asked me, have you forgiven the attackers? And I said, yes, David, in 2003, I forgave them. And he said, but how did you really forgive them? I said, I was saying the Lord's Prayer 10 times a day. And he said this. And I quote, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. He said, you auto-suggested your forgiving. You auto-suggested your forgiving. Because I know you did that. I auto-suggested my forgiving. If you don't forgive, you become. And I was becoming angry, bitter, nasty, upset and angry, and that's just a little piece of me, and I auto-suggested forgiving through the Lord's Prayer. Paul is auto-suggesting being the leader that he has become through repeating these things daily, sometimes twice a day, three times a day. Paul, I pay you the highest accolade of all. You really are the pro here on this call, and I thank you for all the gifts and tremendous experiences that I've already had, which I thought I'd experienced most of it before I met you, but only to come to find out, boy, did I have a lot to learn, and I'm grateful to be on this call, too. Thanks, Paul.
Bill, you brought tears to my eyes as you were reading that, because when I wrote most of that down and started repeating that to myself – just so everybody knows where I was in my life, it was 18 months ago. I was married. I had three little kids to support. I was living in a two-bed, three-bath, single-wide mobile home. I didn't have a job. My savings were dwindling. My income was probably just a couple of $100 a month, and I needed something to happen. And that's when I started repeating what you just read to everybody. I wasn't in a position where I was impacting people. I wasn't in a position where I was the person who believed in others and induced them to believe in me. But I started saying that to myself. And as you read that, I realized that here I am 18 months later, and a lot of that stuff in that, as you read that, I can now say, wow, that is me. That is who I'm becoming. It's not who I was, but it is me, and it is who I'm becoming, and it is where I'm going. Okay, and my income is just through the roof now. I mean, my income is bigger than I ever would have imagined it, and I was broke when I started doing this stuff. So no matter where you are in your life, whether you're on the call live now or you're listening to this recording, it doesn't matter where you are. If you will apply these things that we're all working on a daily basis, you'll be shocked. I mean, in 12, 18 months, 2 years, maybe as little as six, who knows how long it'll take. Everyone has a different time frame, but you will be shocked at what you can turn your life into when you start to take control of your thoughts and design who you are and who you're becoming. So, man, Bill, thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you. You, my friend, are bringing so much to this call and everybody on it. So thank you. Anybody else want to jump out here? Star 6 to unmute your line. I know we're getting kind of long, but that's okay.
It's truly an honor, Paul. It really is. You know,
I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Bill. Hi, everybody. This is Lewis from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, Lewis.
What's going on?
Hey.
What's going on? Well, I just wanted to say something. I've been on this call now since it first started, and I'm very, very, for lack of a better word, impressed, happy that, you know, this call is taking place. I'd like to say something. Yesterday, you know, a couple of months ago, I fell off the wagon when it comes to 124. I'm back on board. And yesterday something happened, you know, to me that defines determination. My vehicle broke down, and I come to find out that it's the alternator, and the battery's dead. Have no vehicle. I have no means of transportation. And I'm thinking about, you know, getting back on board with the business, and I'm calling that, you know, Doc Fran, and, you know, getting things done. Anyhow, I come to find out that I don't know anything about mechanics, and I can't pay a mechanic to assist me in removing the alternator. Oh, make a long story short, I went on YouTube, found a video on how to remove an alternator from a Chevy Tahoe. Did everything that I needed to do, but guess what? The alternator was welded in. I'm saying to myself, how do I do this? How do I get this alternator out of here? Make a long story short, I greased it up and I started, you know, working on it, finding ways of removing this alternator that was welded into the base. It took me about 3 or 4 hours, and I finally unhinged that alternator. The point I'm trying to make is that I didn't give up. I was persistent. I was determined to remove that alternator. And what that showed me was that anything you put your mind to, you can overcome and you can accomplish. I could have easily given up and say, you know what, forget this. You know, this car's a lemon, or this vehicle's a lemon, which is not. But the point of the matter is that I didn't give up. I was determined, and I was my thought process was focused like laser on accomplishing this goal. And I said to myself, if I can do this with this, I can do this with anything in my life. And
right.
You know, and listening to you guys speak just reinforces that. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah. Well, that's a powerful, powerful, powerful lesson that you gave yourself yesterday. And I know for a fact, I'm not big on working on car engines myself. I had a couple race cars as a kid. I had another friend of mine named Guy that used to do the mechanics on it, so he used to tear them apart, and I just would assist and put them back together again as well. So I know I've run into difficulties like that as well, and you want to get a car ready for a race, you're in it. Have to have that car running, and I've been through situations like that. So you taught yourself a very powerful lesson yesterday, Lewis, and you're absolutely right. You spend the time, you take the time to do these auto suggestions like we're talking about. Use your imagination to create the ideas in your head and create that white-hot burning desire, and you can accomplish anything you want to accomplish in this life. This is self-discovery, man, and that's there's nothing more beautiful than what you just said, Lewis. It's just awesome. You know, every one of us, every single one of us has had experiences like that, and we need to take the time to really focus on those experiences and use them to better ourselves in business and to create that defining purpose that Paul talks about in his mantra. Paul?
Absolutely. Great story, great analogy, great metaphor, Lewis. And what you just described is really part of the essence of the Think and Grow Rich message, which is you develop that white-hot burning desire and you commit to never give up. You know, a lot of times people hear me when I make a video, almost every communication I always close out with never give up on your dreams. Because it's the people that quit, it's the people that set up in their minds that look for reasons to quit and look for reasons why it's not going to work. Those are the people that never, ever do anything worthwhile in life. But when you set your mind to do something like you did with that alternator and you say to yourself, I've got to make this happen, I've got to make it work, I'm not going to quit, you look for ways and you stay with it. You know, it's like the story of Henry Ford and the V8 motor in the book Think and Grow Rich. Henry Ford said, I want a V8 motor. And the engineer said it can't be done, and he said, I don't care, I want it anyway. And they said it can't be done, and they worked on it for months and months, and they didn't do it. And he said, how are you guys coming? Well, we don't have it yet. Well, it's not possible. And he said, I want it, I'll have it, get it done. And guess what? They developed it. And V8 Motors built the world now because of that determination that Lewis just talked about. So great story, Lewis. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Paul?
Yes, sir. Greg.
This is Greg Stadler. Hey, it's 6 a.m. Pacific out here, so I don't always get on the call, but there are times when I get done feeding my little guy, and rather than go back to sleep and catch a few more winks, I say I better get on the call. And today was one of those days. And Bill, I really want to thank you for sharing your story. I did not know that much about you, and the will and determination that you've come through is incredible. The point I wanted to just add today is that, you know, I'm one of those list makers, and I get up every morning and I make my list for the day, and I make sure that I try to accomplish everything I can accomplish from that list. And as you know, when you're a list maker, sometimes things don't get done, and then that list turns into tomorrow's list and so on and so forth. And it just kind of hit me, and I don't know why some things take a while, but I've heard Paul recite his mantra before and his definite purpose, and I always thought that was a good idea. You know, it's kind of like you make a list every day, and there comes a time when you feel like you just need to make a list for your life. And I think and today I went to the Facebook page as we were talking, and I found that post that Bill was talking about, and I pulled up the information and I copied it over to a new document, and I'm now in the process of making my list. So I just want to thank you guys. You know, I've had a tremendous amount of success in my life with financially and personally and everything, and I'm at one of those points right now where I need to make a list because I got to get some things done. And I've got a little boy that I need to support and a wife to support, and things are not where I want them to be. But whether it's an alternator or whether it's a low balance in your checkbook or whatever it might be, I'm becoming a believer, gentlemen, and I really want to thank you for your contributions, and I'm going to commit to joining you every morning. I think this is incredible, and I've been missing out. So thank you guys again, and you know, to the top and to the beaches of the world, as they say. But we will endure, and we will fix this thing and make it the way we want it for our own selves. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg. Love you, man.
Thank you, Greg.
That's why what you just shared a major breakthrough, and that breakthrough is How many times have I told, I mean, I'm not told, but shared with you, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this, and you come on the call today, and you're going to do it. That, you know, repetition, every day, I'm going to do this, Bill and I can't speak for Bill, I'll do this call for the rest of my life, no matter how much money I make, no matter what I do, if people keep coming on here and having those breakthroughs where they finally make that decision to where they say, yes, I need to do this. So anyway, Greg, I love you, man. Thank you for sharing that. You're awesome.
Don't worry, Paul. You can speak for Bill. Bill will do the call the rest of his life as well.
Hi, this is Krista from South Carolina.
Hey, Krista.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I had kind of a breakthrough this week, too. I was getting, like, frozen about, like, calling my friends and family about, you know, trying to solicit them to come on board with me. And I was, like, in such a panic about it. It's like I felt physically sick, you know, to make these calls. And I'm reading in a lot. I'm a big reader, too, and I'm reading this book with you guys. And then I'm also was reading The Success Principles by Jack Canfield, which is almost like a modern-day version of Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a quote that was in that book, and it said, success is one step outside of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to print that out and put that on my vision board so I see it every day and just keep remembering that. And I just sucked it up and, you know, I just said, okay, why are you so afraid? Why, you know, I think it's easier to call people you don't know than it is the people that you do know. And I just said, you know, these people love you. They're gonna listen to you. They will do it even if they're not interested. They're still going to hear you out because they love you. You know, and I said, okay, just do it. And I made a bunch of calls and set some appointments to talk to some folks, and everybody was super nice and friendly. Not everybody came on board, but everybody was very willing to listen to me, and it kind of changed my thinking on that. And but every time I get frozen, because, like, the next day I'll kind of get frozen again, I just keep remembering success is one step outside of my comfort zone, and I pick up the phone and I make a call.
Major, major breakthrough, Krista. Thank you so much for sharing that. You reminded me of a quote from Shakespeare where he said, our doubts are traitors that make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. And that quote is powerful because our doubts really are traitors, because what you just shared, you had this fear and you did it, and what was, I mean, do people hate you now? Are they, like, disgusted with you because you called? No, they're probably supportive. They look at it. They either yes or no, it was for them or not. And then they go on with their lives, never to think about it again, you know? So,
right.
But we have all these doubts in our minds and these fears that keep us from moving forward. And when you do what you did and when you do what Bill did this week, you realize, man, what was I so afraid of? And,
exactly.
and if you keep doing it, here's the beautiful thing that will happen is your fear will be shed from you completely. That's about where I'm at in my life, to where I really don't have any fear. And that's a point where you can truly be free to reach down deep in your soul and bring out all the good that you have and not be shackled down by that fear. So awesome. Thank you for sharing. And let's all keep doing what we're afraid of as long as we know it's good for us. And let's shed that fear and really become who we have the power to become.
Krista, I just want to say a quote here. It's a quick line from Paul's mantra. I do not worry about what other people think, do, or say. Don't worry about what other people...
I actually have that in my mantra. That was another thing. I took Paul's and I made it my own as much as I could at the time, and I've been reading it, you know, morning and night. And I have those lines in there, and as I'm reading it, I'm realizing I need to fine-tune it to fit me even more. It's like, you know, at first I didn't even know what to put in there, so I just kind of modeled what he had done. And now the longer that I've been doing it, I realize there are, you know, I need to write down specifically that has to do with me. But I do have that down, and hopefully it will be as easy for me as it is for you, Paul. And
it will.
It will.
This is Bernie in Montana.
Hey, Bernie.
Hey, I just wanted to say, Krista, I've done that too. I think we're all emulating Paul there, because I didn't have a thought in my head what to put down for my affirmations. I was like, I've never done that before. So I've done the same thing with Paul's and started tweaking it for myself,
right,
and changing things as I go and as I build my self-confidence and my dream develops a little more. I change
right.
it to fit me.
And Bernie's really changed herself. How are you doing today, Bernie?
I am great, Bill.
Wait a minute. Isn't it terrific? I thought the word was terrific, Bernie. Listen, I just wanted to end with one other thing quoted from the Mr. Paul Hutchings book. I accept each and every event that happens in my life as an experience that God has given me for my own benefit. That is powerful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even with the good with the bad, he takes the good, he takes the bad, he learns from the bad, the poisonous people or people that cause problems or what have you, or looking to get things for nothing, and he uses that to the positive. So, you see, when you start doing this, you start changing everything from negative to positive. Even when the negative comes, you instantly turn it into positive. Paul?
Yes, sir. Anyone else want to jump on here? We got 4 minutes left to the top of the hour, and we'll probably close it out for sure here at the 60-minute mark. But if anyone wants to jump out here for a few more minutes, definitely got a little bit of time left.
I have another question really quickly. I missed over the holidays. We had company, and I wasn't being able to get on the calls, and I've only been on, I think, Wednesday of this week. So I'm trying to get back caught up to where we are on Monday so I can start being consistent again. So what section
mm-hmm.
are we at in the reading, just so I can make sure that I'm there?
We just finished the chapter on imagination, which is chapter
six?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll be going
I'll
into
sure
chapter seven next
weekend.
Week.
Chapter
okay.
seven is
awesome.
Where we'll start on Monday.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yep.
Anyone else? 3 minutes left here of precious time. All righty. Well, wow, what a fabulous call today. I mean, we definitely gone an hour, but you know what? Jam-packed with just... It was worth it. I feel that. I just feel great about this call. So I haven't been posting the calls from this week. What my plan is, I'm gonna try to get all the ones from this week downloaded and uploaded. And I believe what I'm going to start doing is on my blog at paulhutchings.net, if you go to Mindset, I'm going to just try to start posting all of the calls in a big long list in one spot where we can always go access them and download them. So that's kind of my plan. So if you did enjoy today's call, got some value, had some breakthroughs, definitely go to the We Are Think and Grow Rich page. Interact with the people on the call. Share your thoughts, ideas. And let's make this a true mastermind and really a movement. A movement moving into the future where we are literally, just changing our own worlds and changing the worlds of anyone who wants to lock arms with us and move forward. And again, this is not a company-specific call. It's really not even a network marketing-specific call. I know a lot of times we do talk about network marketing because many of us are in network marketing. But, entrepreneurs, traditional businesses, these principles are the secret sauce to life, really. So, listen, I love each of you, Bill. Thank you so much for what you've shared today. Bernie, Cynthia, Krista, everyone that came out on the call today, thank you so much for believing in us and in yourselves. And let's go out today. We've got a great day ahead of us. Let's have faith. Let's have vision. Let us move forward with our plans. Let us be persistent. Let us be persistent like Lewis was with that alternator yesterday. And let us commit to never, ever, ever giving up on our dreams. And let's use this day as the gift that it really is to move forward to our better future. Love you guys. Make it a great day and have a great weekend. We'll see you back Monday morning. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, everybody. Have a super weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Make it terrific, Bernie.
I will, Paul. Bill, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend, everybody.